If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yabo Koko, Ayanda is here, and today, ladies and gentlemen, how to prevent your social media accounts from being hacked. I know that I opened a TikTok account. It has been hacked. There's a guy who's selling whatever. It's a my account has become a Ponzi scheme.
Oh my word.
It's a true story. Because I get messages from people, hey Glenn, are you selling? I'm like, it's not me. I even had to make a post to say my TikTok account has been hacked. Thank you very much.
Goodness. Wow. Well, yeah. You're in good company because the list grows of people who've been on the receiving end of that. Parliament hasn't been spared. Recently, the parliamentary X account has been taken over by suspected hackers. These guys have been promoting cryptocurrency that's named after President Cyril Ramaphosa. It's the kind of honor I'm sure he does not
want. And I think
they're
from North Korea because those are specialists.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when it comes to hacking.
Jeepers creepers. Okay, yeah. I mean, hopefully you haven't been a victim of something like that, but it does give us an opportunity to really hone in on ways in which you could best protect yourself. Sorry, especially because outside of just the embarrassment, there are people actually making money off their social media accounts, and real money. Their livelihoods are at stake, if you like, and so it makes this all more important. And I can't think of a better person to help us think through ways to protect yourself other than Jan Vermeeren. He is the editor at My Broadband and joins us now via our telephone line. Jan, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Great to be chatting to you too. Is there anything that we can all do to make it less easier for hackers to gain access to our accounts? I mean, how can we prevent this from happening? Because there's already two-step authentication that people talk about. And despite that, it doesn't seem like the trend is, you know, going down at any stage.
Yeah, so part of the problem is that not very few people actually activate two-step authentication, or they rely on like the default SMS-based one, which is susceptible to SIM swap attacks. So you need to be choosing a secure password, and for that, I mean, you hear all this advice all the time. Choose a strong, unique password, but people can't remember 200. Unique passwords of 16 random characters each. And so the answer there is a password manager. So for folks who haven't looked at a password manager yet, you can look at something called Bitwarden or 1Password. They are very good options for password managers.
And what does it do, again, just so we make sure everybody's on the same page? What does this password manager do?
It's an app that you can download, and it runs on your PC or your smartphone, and it literally stores your passwords for you, and then you unlock, then you only have to remember one strong password. Now, please make sure that the password manager's password is strong. But if you can remember just one strong password for your password manager, and then your password manager can just generate random passwords for everything else, and that makes it much more secure than trying to come up with passwords for 50 different services with all kinds of tricks that are actually in the end quite easy to crack. So use a password manager and enable two-factor authentication everywhere you can. And then some of the more advanced services offer a thing called pass keys, and so you can look into using those as well. But read up about that before you do. I don't want to get bogged down in those details. But something like a pass key can also be very helpful rather than trying to remember passwords for everything.
Are the password managers susceptible to being hacked? Because, I mean, I'm sure you can imagine the disaster that comes with that.
Yeah, so that's actually already happened to a service called LastPass and some others as well. But the trick with these services, because this is their business, they make sure that it is incredibly difficult to actually crack the passwords that they store. So they encrypt all of your passwords that they store and make it impossible to decrypt your passwords for them to decrypt your passwords. Only you can decrypt your passwords is essentially how these services work. And so some of them are actually quite rough. If you forget your password, then they can't help you. Because that password is the master key to everything.
Exactly.
And that protects you in the case that the password managing service gets hacked, But it also means that you must perhaps write that password down in a safe location and lock it in and put it in a safe so that you can't forget it. So there are trade-offs to this. And also, a lot of these services make it easy to regenerate your passwords if they get hacked. So they make it difficult for the hackers to actually get at your passwords, and they try to make it easier for you to generate new passwords for all of your service if they get hacked.
Jan, this is Glenn speaking. My TikTok account is gone. How do I get it back? It's gone.
Yes, so this unfortunately is happening with Facebook as well. I've been saying that we're in a Facebook hacking epidemic, a hackademic, if you will, here in South Africa. So TikTok, it looks like that's just another victim to add to the list. So you have to contact TikTok through they'll have each of these services have their own process that's on their website for how to recover your account. But I know from helping friends and colleagues with Facebook, it's like pulling teeth. Mm. It can literally take months before your account is restored. And the hackers use all kinds of tricks to make it incredibly difficult to actually get your account back. So, yeah, when you lose your account like this, it's beyond inconvenient. It's actually terrible to try and get it back, but it is possible. And if you've used the username that you really like on that TikTok account, or if you've got content on there you really want back, then it's worthwhile going through that pain.
Sure. We mentioned the parliamentary account earlier on, where it was cryptocurrency hackers, for lack of a better term, who targeted specifically that platform. But, you know, when we think about hackers and what they want, typically who are they and what do they promote? Or is that just too broad a question?
It is a very broad question, but let me try and give an idea of the scope that we're looking at. So, you know, 15 years ago, it would have usually been people just trying to have a good time, having a bit of fun, messing around. You may be locked out of your account for 30 minutes and then you have it back because it's just, you know, kids or 20-something just messing around. But it is big business now. Organized crime is doing this stuff to actually earn money. This is their day job. Some of them even go into offices to hack people and make money, and then they earn a salary from it, essentially. Mm. And so it's anything from organized crime. There's a infamous group that actually made a bit of a home for themselves here in South Africa, but that hails from Nigeria, called the Black Axe, that does this stuff for money. But then you also just get cyber criminal gangs, multinational cyber criminal gangs, that kind of loosely band together. And in the industry, we call them black hats from the old cowboy movies, the black and white cowboy movies, where they make it easy for you to identify who the villains and who's the cowboys and who's the crooks based on the color of the hat they wore. Hmm. So they do it just to generate money. And then another set of actors in the space is rogue nation states. So like North Korea, for example, which has huge sanctions against it. And so how do they make money? They hack accounts, they use cryptocurrency, ransomware scams, that sort of thing, as a way to generate funds for the state because they've been cut off from everything else.
Wow, that is an incredibly different world I think many of us have been exposed to. So Jan Vermeulen, thanks very much indeed. Interesting as always. Jan Vermeulen is the editor with My Broadband. And you know what they say? Those with ears.
I told you about North Korea.
Yeah, I know.
I buy Shire.
At least. Yeah.
That's how they raise money, actually, verified for the government.
Fact. We can finally believe them.
Yeah.
So we're asking a question. Have your social accounts ever been hacked? Because I know Brachi has been hacked two weeks ago.
When?
Oh, Brachi. So have you ever been hacked, and how did you do, what did you do to get back your account? Because yeah, Ken is I got a TikTok manje khumutso na. I think you have a twin on I think it's Facebook. We have a page khumutso miso, but it's you don't know that you have it. Mm. She is shocked.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? I mean exactly that. Someone is you on Facebook.
Have fun, y'all. I am not trying to get back anything. What we're saying is like pulling teeth.
Yes.
I am not trying to get... Never.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. So I king and then took her quite
I've been hacked, but I don't know what happened. I just received messages from my friends and colleagues saying that I'm sending them porn. It says it looks like it was you. So I don't know what happened. But another colleague of mine was also hacked. And then that person was sending messages via WhatsApp saying that she's in trouble, she needs money, and so on and so on. So people were sending her money until man hard to go fellow asking, can what's happening? The boho has been sending us messages about that chele, the what's happening, una le problem. How then someone went to the boho, the boho king, una le matat, ow, the boho was surprised. And so people lost their money just like that.
I have been hacked. My Facebook account has been hacked. Even today, I haven't got it back. I have tried everything. I've tried contacting Facebook to try and recover it. Nothing. And when I searched for it, I opened another Facebook account and I searched for my old one. Found it, but the person whoever hacked it actually is, it looked like a Chinese person or a Japanese, I don't know. Changed my profile picture to his. So yeah, that's my story.
I mean, about the Dugungzama, bang to me link to le business WhatsApp because LinkedIn and Facebook. So I page lami bebazama ukuthi hijack. Manenga I reporter la ku WhatsApp ngablock.
So one of the things that you must never do, never ever do, is to press a link that they send you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You press that link, everything's gone.
Yeah. Mm.
So if they say, no, here's a link for us to verify, or maybe you know, to blue tick your account, which will be verified, don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Rather have an account verified than you trying to verify yourself on a link that is have been sent to you. Because you just press one link, everything's gone.
Yeah, and also if it's even, it goes with your banks as well. Sometimes you'll get a message from Absa and you're not even an Absa client. And then maybe you're curious and then it causes problems for you. Same, even if you're an Absa client, rather call Absa and say, are you updating your systems? Are you doing this? It's far better than opening a link from some random number.
Because I've never had a business with Sanlam. I got a message from Sanlam the other day. Apparently, I've got 200,000.
Hallelujah.
All I needed to do was click. But I thought about it like, damn, has 200K is all I...
It could go a long, way.
I can take leave and stay away from you fools for like a good month.
But at the same time, Glenn, imagine someone sane as you and someone sober as you at the same time. Because you know, sometimes we get a message that says, Ntulimali. All you have to do, we just need you to click here. And it's, how many people click?
I know so many people who have clicked.
Too many. Because we want money. We want money.
It's poor, man.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I was hacked on Facebook account, I think, in 2021. I've had that account since 2007. I'm not heavy or big on Facebook, but the fact that, you know, I've got some pictures that I have there. So I went through the whole process. It took me a day to recover my account, but it is a tedious process. But eventually I got my account back and I did it all by myself. I just followed the prompts on my phone, the Facebook help desk, and there was a time I had to send a copy of my ID, picture of myself. So yeah, I have been hacked and I've recovered my account.
Guys, I haven't been hacked yet, but what I'm thinking is that who are we to navigate ourselves out of the hacking system when these guys can hack the government, can hack the corporate banks and so on? I believe those institutions have a tight security, but as an individual, these guys are talented, serious.
Yeah, they are talented. But did you hear the lady? She recovered her account within a day. expect ya lona na re botsa ditse ya badimo.
Ah, o sketsa expect rona wena phela. But the second guy does have a very, very valid point. If banks that are revered 100%. Across the world that have security after security after security can get hacked, who are we? We are just mere mortals, guys.
It's Khomotso, Glenn, and Skumba. That's
mortals.
Who we are.
Yes. Mere mortals that can't even win the trivia.
Make it make sense. With Ayanda Nyati.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.